The Bible says in Numbers 16 and 41, "But on the morrow all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered together against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell on their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. This is a troubling time in Israel's, in the nation of Israel, when they're going through the wilderness. They're going through a time in their life. They wandered for 40 years in the wilderness because of their doubt and because of their sin. And because of that, God was not happy with His people. God had sent Moses and Aaron to lead them. We know this story here, and I would just like to preach to you this morning. And there was a group that was used in the church, leaders and used in the tabernacle and setting up the tabernacle, and some of them singers. And they rose up and they said, "God's used us too. He hasn't just spoke through Moses and Aaron." And said, degraded their authority that God had given them. And Moses said, "You know, y'all stay away from them." Said, "Everybody get away from them." Said, God's gonna get them." And he said, "If these men die a common death, if they die normal, then God hadn't spoke to me. But he said, if the ground opens up and they fall in the ground, then you know that the Lord spoke to me." Well, that's exactly what happened. The ground opened up, swallowed them up live. 250 of them. And maybe I believe the leaders also there with them, but there was like 250 of them. The ground opened up and swallowed them up. Well, we pick up right after that in our scripture reading in this chapter. The Bible said on the next day, they loved one. This was their loved ones. It was their family and friends. On the next day, they murmured against Moses and Aaron and said, "You killed the people of the Lord. You killed all of them. You did it because of what had happened, and God had removed the rebellion out of the congregation." And God wasn't happy, and a plague started. A plague of disease came through the people of God, and 14,700 of them died. And I'm not going to preach about that this morning. I'm going to preach about the atonement. I'm going to preach about the victory that they had in here, because I believe God wants to give us victory. Amen? The Bible says that he said, "Grab that censer and put fire from off the altar and put on incense," which was the sweet smell, amen, or perfume, the best that we could understand it, "and go quickly unto the congregation," in verse number 46, "make an atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord, and the plague is begun." The Bible said Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. Behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put incense and made atonement for the people. Verse 48 is where I like to preach from. The Bible says, and he stood between the living and the dead. The best way we can understand this is it was like a tidal wave. It was moving through. It wasn't hitting like this. It was moving as a wave through all at once. And so as this plague was going, they was just dying. I'm sorry, I'm starting over here. Let's start over here. They was just dying, just wiped out 14,700 of them in the congregation. And Aaron comes and he stands in between the living and the dead. That's what I want to preach on, is standing between. Hallelujah. Standing between. You know, the Bible said that he sought for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Aaron stood between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. God raised us up, men and women, that is willing to stand in between. Hallelujah. To be that middle man. To be the one that can make an atonement. To be the one that can intercede. To be the one that can see the miracle take place. Would you pray for us this morning that the Lord would help us preach for just a little while? Would you stretch your hand this way and ask the Spirit of God, amen, to anoint us to preach his word. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you for the Spirit of God that we have felt. Thank you for the glory of God that we know God is so real today and everyone that is here. I pray that you help us, Lord, to receive from your word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Help us to stand between. Help us to catch a vision this morning, God. Help us, God, to catch a burden this morning, God. Move in our midst today, God, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need moms and dads to stand between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. We need brothers and sisters to stand between the living and the dead. We need the saints of God, amen, to stand between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. You know, there's evil out there. Amen. There's death out there. Hallelujah. Sin is death. Because the Bible said when sin is finished, it bringeth forth what? Death. In James chapter 1, it said, no man is tempted when he is tempted of God. And let no man say he is tempted of God when he is tempted. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The end result of sin is death. The end result of adultery is death. The end result of fornication is death. The end result, amen, of rebellion is death. The end result of sin is death. Amen. And that is what is taking place in our generation today. That is what is taking place in families today. That is what is taking place in lives and hearts today. Just exactly like the plague had started. Oh, friend, we've lost more than 14,700. That seems like a mighty number, but the millions of millions are dying and going to hell, amen, every year. I'd like to stand between. Amen. We've lost enough already. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. We've seen enough disasters already. Can I get a witness? There's been enough, amen, bad decisions made already. Hallelujah. There's been enough homes broken up already. Hallelujah. We don't need another disaster. I wish somebody could stand between the living and the dead and say, devil, you're not going no further. Plague, you're not going no further. Amen. This is as far as it goes. Aaron grabbed a censer, and the Bible said he put fire in it from off the altar. You know that fire on the altar never went out. Did you know that? If you study in this altar, God sent the fire. in that tabernacle. When they went out there, God sent the fire the first time. They didn't strike a match or rub sticks together or hit some stones and spark it. God sent the fire. But you know it was those priests' job that fire that God had sent on that altar to never let it go out. Now I'm telling you, church, amen, brother and sister, mom and daddy, God will send the fire in your life. But it's me and your job to never let it go out. Amen. We got to keep wood. We got to carry out ashes. We got to keep the fire burning. And the Bible says when this plague had begun, that he said, gather that fire from off the altar. I thank God for the fire that's on the altar. And you know what will stop the plague among our people? You know what will stop the curse of sin? Amen. If somebody would get some more fire from off the altar, if somebody's prayer life would stir up, if somebody's, amen, life would get on fire for God, amen, and their prayer life would catch on fire again. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, put fire in there from off the altar. Hallelujah. We don't need another bad decision made. We don't need another broken home. Come on. Amen. We don't need another backslid heart. Hallelujah. We don't need another cold service. Hallelujah. We don't need another dry prayer meeting. Amen. The plague has begun. Get to that altar and get some fire and put it in that censer. And he run out there and he stood right in the middle between the living and the dead. Stood in between them. Amen. God was wiping them out. Now, I don't know how much time had passed. Amen. But it started from when they was complaining and Moses and Aaron looked to the tabernacle and the cloud came on the tabernacle. You see, the cloud was over the people. Amen. But the cloud would sometimes come down into the tabernacle. And Moses and Aaron knew that was God wanting to talk to them. Amen. This cloud was a pillar. Amen. And that cloud became fire at night. Amen. And it led them. And when that cloud would leave off of the people or off over the tabernacle, amen, hovering above it, then they would start packing up their tents and start moving. Amen. And start going. And so I don't know how long had happened how much time had passed. Lord, help me this morning. Amen. But I know it was enough time for 14,700 people to die. And I don't know how much time has passed. But I know sin has wreaked havoc. Amen. Havoc in homes and marriages and children. Amen. And broken dreams and broken families. Amen. And if somebody could just run to the altar and get some fire in the censer and go and stand between the living and the dead and say, you're not getting this young couple, devil. You're not getting this young man, devil. You're not getting this young lady, devil. I got some fire from off the altar. Hallelujah. Y'all feel that this morning? I'm talking about standing between the living and the dead. Sometimes you got to stand in the face of the devil and say, you're not taking my children. You got to stand in front of the devil and say, you're not taking my marriage. God gave it to me and it's not yours and you're not taking it. You know what Aaron was saying? And Aaron was holy before the Lord. He was the high priest. Now I know he was human. Amen. And he had flaws and he didn't go into the promised land. And he built the golden calf and all of that. But who among us don't have flaws? Who among us don't have a past? Come on now. But Aaron was God's chosen high priest, called of God, Hebrews says. The Bible says Aaron was called of God. Hallelujah. Wait just a minute. I thought number one man was the only one called. No, he calls number two man too. He calls helps and he calls those to minister. Amen. Hallelujah. God don't just call pastors. He calls Sunday school teachers. Amen. God don't just call pastors. He calls pastors' wives. Amen. God don't just call missionaries. Amen. He calls missionary wives. Amen. And when God places a call on your life, amen, you got something special from God. Amen. You know what? Sister Janice, what he did when he ran in between them, they was dying all over here, and he stood right between them.
He said, if the plague comes, it'll have to come through me. And he knew God wasn't going to touch him. Hallelujah. Because he was safe and covered by the blood. I want to tell you something this morning. Amen. We're covered by the blood. And we stand in the face of the devil. And we stand in the face of plagues. And we stand in face of the curse. And say, you're not going no further. Amen. You've killed enough already. Enough has died already. The Bible said the plague stayed. It stopped. Right then. Hallelujah. 14,667. 14,000. Hurry, Aaron. Amen. Hallelujah. 600. Then I'm off. Amen. 95. I don't want to count that much. Hurry, Aaron. The Bible said he ran. Amen. 14,696. Don't you think that's enough, old path? Amen. Run. The Bible said he run quickly. Moses said, get that fire quickly. We can't wait till summer youth camp. We can't wait till the next revival. We can't wait another minute. Amen. The devil's wrecking havoc. He said, run. Get in a hurry. Run. Amen. 14,698. Amen. 99. Amen. 700. And it stopped because it got there. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel like standing between this morning. I said, I feel like standing between. Somebody's fixing to make a bad decision. You can't see it right now, but you're going to make a bad decision. It's going to affect your life. It's going to affect your home. Amen. Affect your marriage. Destroy your marriage. Amen. I tell you what I feel like doing. I feel like standing between this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, that fire from off the altar was right there with them. The power of prayer. Does anybody believe in the power of prayer this morning? I said, does anybody believe in the power of prayer? Amen. Building altars. Seeing God move. God said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. He knew his nephew was down there. He knew that Lot was down there in his family. The Bible said he stood before the Lord. He said, Lord, will you destroy the wicked and the righteous together? Are you going to do it together? Oh God, let me tell you something, brother or sister. All you got to do is get some fire from off the altar. Amen. And run. And God will do the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God will do the rest. Amen. The Bible says, get you up. Amen. That I may consume them in a moment. They fell on their face. Moses said, put fire from off the altar. That's why it's important when we come to the house of God, not to sit back. That's why it's important for us to worship. That's why it's important for us to have a prayer life. Amen. Because we got to put that fire. That's why it's important to fast and pray and obey God when he says. Amen. And not let the devil get the best of us. Because there's a plague among our people. There's a plague among our families. There's a plague among the young married. There's a plague among the brothers and sisters. Amen. And he's a running and they're dying. But God is going to stop the plague when we get in between the living and the dead. There's power of the devil. I remember one time I was in a service. Somebody was praying. And they was a struggling. I was praying with them. And you know, you can't always feel it. And you can't always diagnose it. And God has control of everything. But there was somebody else in that service that had strong influence on this person. People will get influence over you. Hallelujah. God must have the influence. Oh, do this or do that. If it's sin, they're a bad influence. Amen. Don't go to church or don't this or that. You know, the Bible said, stay away from evil associations. We start letting down our standard. Lord, help me to preach today. if some young person, hallelujah, amen, wouldn't be 14,701, then it'll be worth it, brother. Hallelujah. We can't get to that 14,701. And the Bible says it was quickly. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people are leaving God. People are indulging in sin. People are falling in the clutches of the devil. Amen. But the Bible said, pull them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Amen. It's time to build an altar like David did. It's time to go to the mountain like Abraham. Amen. Lord, peradventure, there's 10 righteous there. Oh, there wasn't 10 righteous. The only ones they saved was 4. Lot, his wife, and his daughter, and his daughter. Amen. Thank God Lot was saved from Sodom. I know his wife looked back. Amen. But thank God Lot was saved. And they said, flee to the mountains and run for your life. You know why Lot didn't die in the fire? Amen. Because he had a praying uncle. I wish I could get a witness this morning. I wish somebody would say amen this morning. I wish somebody would get some fire in their life from off the altar. Amen. And say, I know they're in Sodom. I know God's going to destroy this world by fire. I know he'll judge the wicked. Amen. But if I could just stand in between. You know what Abraham did? He stood between the living and the dead, so to speak. Praise God. I was in this service, so I forgot if I didn't finish. And I felt that power. I felt that spiritual power. And I felt like this person had influence. You know, sometimes they'll have influence. Somebody, well, I'd go pray, but you know, my husband won't or something. And they'll sit right there. Praise God. We can't go to hell for nobody. And sometimes you might be surprised what God will do in their life if you'll go ahead and sell out to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost is greater than every devil. The power of the Holy Ghost is greater than every demon. Amen. And I felt like the Lord said, stand between the living and the dead. Brother Curtis, I knew it was in there. Brother Mike, I knew it was in the Bible. But I didn't have time to look it up. I had to look it up later. Amen. You know what I did? I got the direct line. And I stood between them. I know it was just, just a picture of what God was going to do. Amen. But I'm telling you, God began to pour out His blessing. And God began to give victory to that individual. I'm telling you today, God taught me a wonderful lesson that day. And that night, I was searching through my Bible in concordance. Where's it at? I know it's there, and I read this scripture, and something got a hold to me. Amen. God said, stand between the living and the dead, church. Amen. Get some fire in that censer. Get some fire in your heart. Get it off the altar. Amen. The fire ain't out the doors. The fire's in the tabernacle, right on the altar of God. And when we get that fire, the Holy Ghost in our heart, amen, the devil can't take it. The plague has to stop. Amen. And there wasn't 701. It stopped at 700. Hallelujah. Run. Make haste. Praise God. Go quickly. Why? We're running out of time. Say, I'll get on fire for God later. I'll pray for my lost loved ones later. I'll fast and pray later. I'll seek God for my children later. My husband, my wife. I'll get on fire later. No. They might be that 701. I said they might be that 701. Praise God. Do you feel the urgency this morning? There's an urgency, brother. There's an urgency, children. There's an urgency to get prayed through. You can't wait till later. Hallelujah. Children, you can't wait till you're married. Amen. You got to get on fire for God now. You can't wait till later. You got to get on fire for God now. Because the devils of hell are greater than us. Hallelujah. I said, you can't wait till later. You got to get it now. Because the devils of hell, oh, I'll make plans. I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll do this and I'll do that. Then I'll pray through. And then I'll get right with God. Let me tell you something. He's not greater than who's in us. But if God ain't in us, He's greater than us. And there's been many a people that made plans to get on fire for God later, but they wanted to have a little fun first. They wanted to sin a little bit first. Amen. But the plague caught them before they could make it back to the house of God. The plague caught them before they could get prayed through. Amen. You know what we got to do, church? We got to stand between. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about making an atonement. I'm talking about standing between saying, this is as far as you're going to go, devil. I got so many things wrote down here and I haven't even looked at it, but Moses, amen, was that great intercessor that stood between and said, God, if you're going to wipe them out when they worship the golden calf, he said, wipe me out too. He stood between. Hallelujah. Noah was that one who built the altar when he come out of that ark. Hallelujah. And he stood between. And God said, I'll never destroy this earth again with water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And scientists have to agree. Something took place on the earth. Amen. Several thousand years ago, there was a flood. And God began to cause eruptions. And mountains began to take form. Amen. And all the earth began to take. Amen. Continents was formed. And the seas and all of that went back. You know why? Because Noah, in so many words, stood between. And God put the rainbow in the sky. Thank God for the rainbow. And he put a rainbow in our life too. And when you start getting down and start getting out, just look up in that storm cloud. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a token of God's covenant on the other side. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Stand together with me this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. You're here this morning. Maybe you're a young person. You're here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. You made plans. I'm going to get on fire for God later. I'd like to stand between you and that sin. I'd like to stand between you. God help us as your people to stand between. To stand between the living and the dead. Help us, God, to get fire from off the altar and put it in our hearts and stand between the living and the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to do my part. Can you pray that this morning, Lord? Help me to do my part. Us together in these altars for a time of prayer this morning. As many that would, let's come together in time for prayer. Maybe you'd like to pray with somebody. Maybe you'd like to pray with somebody. Don't be ashamed. Stand between this morning. You'd like to pray for somebody. Stand between this morning.